Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden will outline his plan tonight to address the coronavirus pandemic and the economic hardship it has caused. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Biden is calling for nearly $2 trillion in additional federal spending.
With thousands of people dying from COVID-19 every day, President-elect Joe Biden says the country is in a race against time. He warns that without additional government action, both the pandemic and the recession could get worse. Biden's calling for aggressive measures to reverse the spread of the virus, including a nationwide vaccination campaign and the hiring of 100,000 new public health workers. He's also pushing for more direct relief, including $1,400 payments to most Americans, and an extension of emergency unemployment aid through at least September. Biden's address comes on a day the Labor Department reported a sharp uptick in new unemployment claims during the first week of the new year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested on suspicion of throwing a fire extinguisher that hit three police officers during the siege at the U.S. Capitol. Former Chester firefighter Robert Sanford was arrested today on charges including assault of a police officer and unlawfully entering the Capitol. The charges against Sanford are not related to the widely publicized attack on an officer who was hit with a fire extinguisher and died. Meanwhile, in Washington, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau has identified more than 200 suspects from the Capitol riots and arrested more than 100 of them. The Pentagon says extremist activity among current and former troops is on the rise. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the military is reviewing its policies on hate groups in the ranks.
A senior defense official told reporters that the Pentagon is aware of an uptick in hate group activity over the past year, but the official who asked not to be named couldn't offer any immediate figures on recruits disqualified for such activity or active members facing disciplinary action or criminal charges. The official said white nationalists and right-wing groups are responsible for more deaths in the U.S. than any other extremist threat. Several veterans and active duty troops were involved prominently in the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. It's also true that vets on the Capitol Police Force defended Congress, including Air Force veteran Brian Sicknick, who died of injuries from a clash with the attackers. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Trying to ease any concerns the Federal Reserve may be seeking to withdraw some of its support for the beleaguered U.S. economy, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell today said any pullback by Fed policymakers will be signaled well in advance. Powell, during an online discussion today hosted by Princeton University, saying despite ongoing efforts, any economic recovery is far from our current goals. Following its latest policy meeting last month, the Fed said it will continue to buy $120 billion in bonds each month. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 68 points. The Nasdaq fell 16 points today. This is NPR. Japanese automaker Toyota is agreeing to pay out $180 million to settle U.S. government allegations it failed to report pollution control system defects in its vehicles for decades. The automaker also agreeing in court to investigate future emissions-related defects quickly and to report them to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in a timely fashion. The company in a lawsuit was accused by the U.S. government of delays in filing 78 emissions defect reports under the Clean Air Act. Reports U.S. regulators contend covered millions of the company's vehicles. NASA has decided to end efforts to fix a key experiment on one of its Mars missions. More from NPR's Joe Palca.
NASA's mission called InSight landed on Mars in November 2018. Its instruments were designed to study the interior structure of the planet. One of those instruments is a temperature probe nicknamed the Mole. It was supposed to pound itself 16 feet into the ground in order to measure heat flow from far below the surface. But soil at the landing site was different from what scientists were expecting, and the mole's burying mechanism was only able to pound it down to a depth of about a foot or so. A final attempt on January 9th failed, and now NASA has called it quits. A seismometer on the lander is still measuring Mars quakes, and a weather station continues to make detailed meteorological measurements. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Long-term mortgage rates rose slightly this week in a sign that a period of absolute rock bottom rates may be coming to an end. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year loan rose to 2.79% from 2.65% last week. This is NPR.